part 1, chapter 23, The American War of Independence. Question 1. What were the factors responsible for the American War of Independence? Answer. The American War of Independence is considered to be a significant chapter of the British colonialism. It not only affected the English or the Americans, but also affected the politics of the entire world. Why did the American colonies declare their war of independence against the British government, and what were the significant results of this event, are some such questions which haunt the mind of the students of history. All these queries have been well dealt with here. Now, causes of the American War of Independence. Only 13 British colonies were situated in America. There was no economic, religious, and political uniformity among them. Every colony had its own separate legislature. Great Britain maintained only nominal control over its colonies, and a governor was appointed by the British government to look after the work of the colony. Although it was the responsibility of the British government to safeguard the colonies in her possession, in fact, the security measures were taken by the colonies themselves. Great Britain used to import raw material from these colonies and exported the manufactured articles to them. Although comparatively the condition of the British colonies was far better than in the other ones in Europe, however, the people of America were dissatisfied with their present lot, and they resorted to their War of Independence due to following reasons. First, fundamental reasons. Second, immediate causes. Now, fundamental reasons. Attitude of Americans towards Britain. The people who were exiled to America had a natural feeling of discontentment towards the British government. They used to excite the people of America against the British government. Gradually, the spirit of independence developed in the Americans, and they began to oppose the restrictions of the British government imposed upon them. Now, dissatisfactory administration system. There were several demerits in the administration system of the colonies, and constant frictions between the people's representatives and the nominated executives caused great trouble. The Governor General was authorized to reject the Act of Parliament. The colonies regarded their council powerful, but the government did not recognize it. Thus, an intricate situation arose which embittered the relations between England and America. Now, commercial system. People of America were not satisfied with the prevalent commercial system. England regarded that America was a part of English Empire, and the Parliament of England had a right to pass acts for her. They considered America to be their colony. The people of England never thought that the British government was exploiting them. They also considered colonies as a source of getting wealth. In fact, the commercial system of the English people was a kind of economic exploitation of America. It adversely affected the trade and commerce of America and created a feeling of dissatisfaction among them. The development of the American ships was also marred due to the restrictions of the British government. Thus, a spirit of rivalry was generated among them, which ultimately resulted in the outbreak of the War of American Independence. Now, influence of 7 years war. France had her colonies in Canada. The people of America were always terrified of French invasion. Hence, they did not oppose the British government. But the defeat of France in the 7 years' war and England's occupation of Canada changed the situation altogether. The Americans became quite enthusiastic after the end of French danger and began to make efforts for achieving independence and safeguarding their interests. Besides this, England had to face economic hardships in 7 years' war. Her national debt grew, but the people of America had no sympathy with the Britishers. Their immediate aim was to search out the solution of economic and social problems. Thus, the feelings of mutual jealousy began to smolder. Werner Martin writes, "Our very success in the 7 years' war made our position in North America one of the peculiar difficulty. With a triumph of Wolfe on the Heights of Abraham, it is said, began the history of the United States." Now, Granville's arbitrary work. In 1763, just after the 7 years' war came to an end, Granville, the Prime Minister of England, passed 4 acts in connection with the American colonies, which enraged the Americans. First, he established the Admiralty Court to eliminate smuggling. It created discontentment among the people and they began to oppose the British rule. It is said that Granville lost America because he had read the American dispatches. Second, the Molasses Act was passed in 1763, by which the import duty on molasses was reduced. It also created dissatisfaction. Now, third, Granville appointed small contingents for safety of America and compelled Americans to pay 1/3 expenditure of the entire army. Now, fourth, large parts of Mississippi were reserved for the Red Indians. It created discontent among the Americans. Now, contrary attitude of England and America. The people of the British colonies in America were also Englishmen. However, they had different political ideas. The people of America were the supporters of democracy, while the subjects of England had faith in oligarchy. Those Englishmen who were exiled to America also had differences of opinion on religious and political issues with the English government. They did not tolerate the unjust behavior of the English people and always excited Americans against them. Moreover, the development of America in every sphere of life infused in them the spirit of independence and democracy, whereas the people of England wanted to continue their authority over these colonies. It was not acceptable to the people of America, hence a conflict became inevitable between the two. Now, immediate causes. Stamp Act. The inhabitants of the colonies were not prepared to give any economic assistance to England willingly. Granville passed Stamp Act in 1765. According to this act, it was made essential to affix the government stamp on all the government papers. The Americans opposed it. They believed that the government of England had no right to interfere in the internal matters. Therefore, they raised a slogan, "No taxation without representation." This imposition of direct tax aroused a storm in America. Now, Import Tax Act. An Import Tax Act was passed by Pitt Ministry in 1767, which imposed tax on the import of glass, tea, paper and dyes. The Americans thought it to be an encroachment on their fundamental rights, so it was opposed vehemently. Now, tea tax. In 1770, Lord North took over as Prime Minister. He removed octroi from paper and glass, but did not free tea. It made the Americans agitated. In fact, they were against the power of England for imposing tax and not against its payment. Now, immediate events. The events which took place from 1770 to 1773 created sharp rivalry between England and America. These events were as follows. First, the residents of Boston City started insulting the soldiers of British regiment. The British soldiers shot down some persons for rude behavior. The Americans named this event as the Boston Massacre and tried to agitate the people of England. Second, a royal ship, Gaspee, was sent to check the black marketing by Americans. The inhabitants of the colonies burnt it. The Americans expressed their pleasure on the burning down of the ship, while the English people resented it. Now, third, in 1773, according to the Tea Act, the East India Company was authorized to send tea direct to America. Americans opposed it and threw away 340 chests of tea in the sea at the port of Boston. The people of England were greatly annoyed with this action of the Americans. The port of Boston was closed after this violent act of the Americans, and the British government was compelled to take a stern view of the incident. They took this event to be their insult, and the culprits were severely punished. The Conference of Philadelphia took place in 1774, but George III did not agree to talk to the rebels, and hence the Americans decided to wage a war against the British. The Conference of Philadelphia declared war against England. Now, events of the war. Battle of Lexington. The first Battle of Independence of America was fought at Lexington in 1775. No decision could be arrived at in this battle. Now, Declaration of Independence. In a meeting of the colonizers, all loose states were combined and given the name of United States of America, and Declaration of Independence was announced on July 4, 1776. Now, Battle of Bunker's Hill. The southern colonies exiled their governors and joined the war. They posted their army at the Bunker's Hill, which resulted in defeat. Now, Battle of Brooklyn. Though George Washington had very limited sources, he did not lose courage. He wanted to incorporate Canada with him, but failed. He was courageous like Cromwell. He trained and organized his forces and went to face the English army in the Battle of Brooklyn, but he was defeated. Therefore, he was compelled to vacate New York and New Jersey. Americans also had to quit Philadelphia. The English commander, however, chased the American forces and made them terrified. Washington again inspired courage in his soldiers and tried to encircle Howe. It confused Howe, and he went back to New York, which injected enthusiasm in the army of the colonies. But the English people did not give up their idea of conquering America. They again organized their army and marched towards Philadelphia under the commandership of Hudson. The American army was defeated against the Britishers and fled Philadelphia. However, Washington endeavored to avenge the defeat. His army was not well equipped, but he showed dauntless courage, and signs of his success began to show. Now, Battle of Saratoga. In the meantime, the American commander sought the confidence and support of the people and defeated the English army under the leadership of Burgoyne, Burgoyne, and Howe in 1777. The English people were terrified at this victory. Lord Chatham, who was already in favor of concluding a treaty with America, said, "You cannot conquer America. If I were an American, as I am an Englishman, while a foreign troop was landed in my country, I never would lay down my arms. Never, never, never." France, the staunch enemy of England, recognized the independence of the United States of America and declared war against England after having concluded a treaty. After some time, Spain also joined war against England. When the joint forces of France and Spain reached the English Channel, the dying Lord Chatham said, "Shall we fall prostrate before the House of Bourbon?" With the surrender of Burgoyne, a feeling of disappointment spread all over England, but soon Cornwallis converted it into hope by his wonderful victories. However, Washington did not bow down, and in 1781, he forced Cornwallis to retreat. North was extremely pained by this defeat, and he resigned his post. Rockingham took over as Prime Minister. He tried to conclude a treaty. The ambitions of France, Spain, and Gibraltar were too great to be fulfilled, so the war continued for 2 years more. The English fleet got the upper hand against France. It deprived America of foreign help, and both the warring parties concluded the Treaty of Versailles, by which the American War of Independence came to an end. Now, Treaty of Versailles. First, England recognized the independence of American colonies. Second, Canada, Nova Scotia, and Newfoundland agreed to remain with England. Third, Minorca and Florida were given back to Spain. Fourth, St. Lucia, Tobago, and Senegal went to France. Throwing light on the significance of the treaty, Scively writes, "The only really memorable feature of the Second Peace of Paris was the recognition of the independence of the revolted British colonies under the name of the United States of America. A new nation, as yet of modest strength but of incalculable potentialities, had stepped out upon the world stage." Now, results of the American War of Independence. First, the American Revolt knocked the bottom out of the colonial system. The British politicians came to know that they should have to give the policy of exploitation of the colonies. Only then they would be able to maintain their sway on the colonies. Second, The personal rule of George III came to an end as a result of this war, and Lord North had to resign from his post. Third, as a result of American War of Independence, a new English Empire flourished as a large number of English people settled in American Canada. Now, fourth, Ireland was permitted to make laws as a result of this war, and she was granted legislative independence in 1782. Now, fifth, the French Revolution was greatly influenced by this war. The French soldiers who fought in this battle began to think in terms of their own independence and heralded the revolution in France. Now, sixth, though England had to give up her authority over America as a result of this war, her sway over India was strengthened. Now, causes of American success or British failure in American war. First, the Britishers failed to guess the strength of the American colonies. They considered this war of independence merely as a revolt and expected an easy victory over the Americans, but the latter's forces were defeated at all places, with one or two exceptions. Second, America was at a great distance and it was not possible for England to conduct the war successfully. The topography of America was not known to the Britishers. Third, the battlefield was extended far and wide and there were no fast means of communication. The existence of forests and the lack of roads were a great hurdle in the way of the English soldiers. Fourth, the British War Minister Germaine, G-E-R-M-A-I-N-E, was an inefficient person. He did not pay any attention to the condition of English people living in America. He did not act according to the scheme of Pitt, which ultimately proved dangerous for England, and she was defeated. Fifth, the obstinate tendency of George III and his inefficiency also contributed to the failure of English people against Americans. Warner Martin Muir expressed their views. The colonies by the time of the accession of George III had grown up, but the mother country had failed to realize it. And that was perhaps the chief cause of the difficulties. Now, sixth, the intervention of France and Spain proved disastrous for England. They supported the Americans wholeheartedly. Seventh, the personal rule of George III annoyed the people and they did not support him at the time of war. Eighth, Britain did not concentrate on American colonies only. Her attention was divided in India and Ireland. Thus, we see that England failed in her goal and the American War of Independence eclipsed her power and prestige. Ramsay Muir writes, "The triumph of faith and courage which the leadership of Washington inspired in the colonists led them to the final victory in the great but arduous struggle." Now, points to remember. The War of American Independence took place in the reign of George III. Its causes may be divided into two parts. First, fundamental reasons, and second, immediate causes. Now, fundamental reasons. First, attitude of Americans towards Britain. Second, dissatisfactory administration system. Third, commercial system. Fourth, influence of 7 years war. Fifth, Granville's arbitrary work. Sixth, contrary attitude of England and America. Now, immediate causes. First, Stamp Act. Second, Import Tax Act. Third, Tea Tax. Fourth, Immediate Events. Now, events of war. First, Battle of Lexington. Second, Declaration of Independence. Third, Battle of Bunker's Hill. Fourth, Battle of Brooklyn. Fifth, Battle of Saratoga. Now, Treaty of Versailles. Results of American War of Independence. Causes of American success or British failure in American War.